Grab your Bible. It's time for Reading the Word with Justin Reed, the minister at the Arlington Church of Christ on Faulkner Springs Road. Now, here's Justin.
If you would, take your New Testament, go to Luke chapter 21. I want to draw our thoughts from that wonderful chapter, Luke chapter 21. In fact, our thoughts before us are one of my favorite New Testament stories. I don't know if I just have a favorite Bible story. I like the ones that I've done a lot of study in, and it seems like I have a deeper appreciation for them every time I go back through and study. But this has always been one of my favorite stories, especially in the life of Christ. I want to pick up in the first verse of the 21st chapter of the book of Luke. And he, Jesus Christ, looked up, and he saw the rich men casting their gifts into the treasury. And he saw also a certain poor widow casting in thither two mites. Now that's just two verses. And we read through that. Mark 14 is your parallel account on this. Only Mark and Luke record this. Matthew and John don't. And almost find it interesting that Matthew, the tax collector, didn't record a money story. But nonetheless, he didn't. Jesus is with his disciples. And he sees people contributing money to the work of the Lord. I want to talk about giving tonight because it seems like we are in a season of giving. Giving to loved ones, giving to those who are less fortunate than us. It seems like every day, and if not every day, weekly, there's some charitable organization around town. They're collecting funds for this, they're collecting funds for that, and in and of itself, that's not awful. It just seems like everybody all at once, tell me at the start of the season so I know what you're doing, so I can maybe plan to give this or that way. And that makes me think of this story. Here you see the rich men, and they are giving to the treasury. Now, they didn't pass the plate or even have a plate in the back like we do here. Their treasury was on the side of the building of the temple. And so as you would walk by, you would toss your money in. And it wasn't a basket. It was a metal contraption that went inside the building for safekeeping. But it was almost like a funnel. And a metal funnel that went down. So I have brought a metal bucket. This is not a funnel, and I know it's not a funnel. But just for sake of illustration, I have a metal bucket. And in the first century, what these rich men would do is they would get a paycheck for end of the week, like we do today. Think about it that way. And then they'd go pay the water bill, go pay the electric bill, go pay their phone bill, the internet bill. They'd go buy groceries. They'd go put gas in the car. And then whatever they have left over, they'd take to the bank. And instead of getting it in the largest coins available, it's like today they would get it all cashed in pennies. Let's say they've got $10 left over. $10 of pennies is a lot of pennies. I know, because for our VBS, I bought $100 worth of pennies for one of our events. That's a lot of pennies, and I took them all back. They're not mine anymore. But what they would do is they would get a handful of change, and as you throw coins in, it makes noise. And they would throw it in one at a time, because it looks like I'm giving a lot of money, just by the sound of it anyways. It looks like, look how good. He's making a whole lot of noise. And so Jesus is with his disciples and he looks up and he sees these rich men and they're throwing in coin after coin after coin, making a loud clanging racket. But look at the hero of the story in verse number 2. There was a certain widow who had two mites. Now, we don't use mites today. Two mites were not even worth half of a penny. I mean, it was the lowest coin in their system. Two mites in and of themselves were practically worthless. I have two pennies in my hand, and one of them I found on the ground. If that tells you how worthless the penny almost is in our society. And so you had all these rich men coming by, and they were making all this loud noise. And then you hear just two coins. That's it. Two tiny little mites. But notice what Jesus says in verse number 3. He says, of a truth, I tell you, this poor woman has cast in more than they all. Now, did she cast in more dollar amount than they all? No. But Christ is not talking about the number that's after the dollar sign and before and after the decimal point. He's talking about the attitude of the heart behind the gift. Notice this. For all of these, the rich men, have cast in of their abundance into the offerings of God. What was left over after they'd paid all the bills, after they'd settled all their debts, they cast in of the overflow. But she of her penury, of her poorness, cast in, and Luke records, all the living she had. That poor widow went home, and all she had were two mites to her name that she could spend, and she gave them to the Lord. Now, which one of those two was commended? It was the widow, right? Why? Because she gave all that she had to the Lord. Well, you know, the Lord would be a good judge of giving, would He not? We're told in the book of Acts that it is more blessed to give than to receive. Jesus says that. And God loves a cheerful giver. But go with me as we close out to Philippians chapter 2. When we talk about Jesus giving, I think about this passage, because Jesus truly gave all. So if anybody could be a judge of how someone is giving or lack thereof, then friends, in my mind, it would be the one who truly gave all. Notice this in Philippians 2, beginning in verse number 5. Let this mind or this mindset be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God. You ever tried to wrap your head around that verse? He didn't think it was wrong to be equal with God. Jesus is equal to God. Jesus is God. Jesus is God in the flesh, walking upon this earth like you and I walk today, except He was deity, and we are just flesh and bones. So He did not think it robbery, notice verse 7, but made Himself of no reputation, and took on Him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of men, or in the similitude thereof of men. We see, in being found in fashion as a man, He humbled Himself, and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Now the idea behind this idea of humbling Himself and becoming obedient of Himself to the cross, in Greek, He literally emptied Himself of heaven to come down to the earth to give everything He had for me and for you. See, when Jesus died upon the cross, it was a sacrifice for us. So Jesus commends the widow, knowing that just a few chapters later in Luke's account, He would give all. She gave all. He gave all. I want to ask you a question. What do you give to Christ? And I'm not wanting to know your dollar amount. That's not it at all. Are you giving of the leftovers to Christ? You know, God has always wanted the best. We learned that beginning in my Bible on page number 3 with Cain and Abel. He wanted the first of the flock, the best of the sacrifices. God wants the best. He deserves the best. What are you giving to God? Are you just studying His Word when you have time? If it's just when you have time, then that's not giving God your best. You need to make a point to study, make a point to attend, make a point to be faithful, not say, well, I'll just be faithful when I can be here, there. No, you've got to make it a point and give all to Christ because He gave all for you. Tonight, have you given yourself to Him? Are you a Christian? Have you heard, believed, repented, confessed, been baptized? Go down that watery grave, you come out a new creature alive in Christ. If you haven't done that, you haven't given all. But you can give all tonight. Dear friends, if you are a Christian but you're not walking faithfully, you need to. You can rededicate yourself. You can give all again. And we'd love to pray with you and pray for you.
Reading the Word is hosted by Justin Reed, the minister at the Arlington Church of Christ in McMinnville. The building is located at 2500 Faulkner Springs Road, just 1.2 miles off 70 on the right. Join us for Sunday worship at 9 a.m., Sunday school at 10 a.m., and worship at 11 a.m. with midweek Bible study Wednesday at 7 p.m.
Welcome back on Reading the Word. To appreciate you hanging out with us. And since the title of the program is simply Reading the Word, I thought we would spend the time remaining before us simply reading God's Word. I'm going to be reading from the King James Translation, and I'm in the book of Matthew, Matthew chapter 5. I want us to read some of the Sermon on the Mount. And seeing the multitudes, Jesus went up into a mountain, and when He was set, His disciples come unto Him. And He opened His mouth and taught them, saying, Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven.
Blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. Blessed are they which are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are ye when men shall revile you and persecute you and say all manner of evil against you falsely for my sake. Rejoice and be exceeding glad, for great is your reward in heaven, for so persecuted they the prophets which were before you. You are the salt of the earth. But if the salt had lost its savor, wherewith shall it be salted? It is thenceforth good for nothing but to be cast out and to be trodden of men. You are the light of the world. A city that is set upon a hill cannot be hid. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick, and it giveth light unto all that are in the house. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. Think not that I am come to destroy the law or the prophets. I am come not to destroy, but to fulfill. For verily I say unto you, till heaven and earth pass, one jot or one tittle shall in no wise pass from the law till all be fulfilled. Whosoever therefore shall break one of these least commandments and shall teach men so, he shall be called the least in the kingdom of heaven. But whosoever shall do and teach them, the same shall be called great in the kingdom of heaven. For I say unto you, that except your righteousness shall exceed the righteousness of the scribes and Pharisees, you shall in no case enter into the kingdom of heaven. Ye have heard it was said of those of old time, Thou shalt not kill, and whatsoever shall kill shall be in danger of the judgment. But I say unto you, that whosoever is angry with his brother without cause shall be in danger of the judgment. Whosoever shall say to his brother, Raca, shall be in danger of counsel. But in whosoever shall say, Thou fool, shall be in danger of hellfire. Therefore, if thou bring thy gift to the altar, and there rememberest that thy brother hath aught against thee, leave there thy gift before the altar, and go thy way. First be reconciled to thy brother, and then come and offer thy gift. Agree with thine adversary quickly whilst thou art in the way with him, lest at any time the adversary deliver thee to the judge, and the judge deliver thee to the officer, and thou be cast in prison. Verily I say unto thee, thou shalt by no means come out thence till thou hast paid the othermost farthing. You've heard that it was said by them of old time, Thou shalt not commit adultery. But I say unto you, that whosoever looketh on a woman to lust after her hath committed adultery with her already in his heart. And if thy right eye offend thee, pluck it out and cast it from thee. For it is profitable for thee, if one of thy members should perish, that thy whole body should not be cast in hell. And if thy right hand offend thee, cut it off and cast it from thee, for it is profitable for thee, if one of thy members should perish, and not thy whole body should be cast into hell. It has been said, Whosoever shall put away his wife, let him give her a writing of divorcement. But I say unto you, that whosoever shall put away his wife, saving for the cause of fornication, cause her to commit adultery. And whosoever shall marry her that is divorced, commits adultery. Again, you've heard it's been said by them of old time, Thou shalt not forswear thyself, but shalt perform the oath, perform unto the Lord thine oaths. But I say unto you, swear not at all, neither by heaven, for it is by God's throne, neither by the earth, for it is his footstool, neither by Jerusalem, for it is the city of the great king. Neither shalt thou swear by thy head, because thou canst make one hair white or black, but let your communication be yea, yea, nay, nay. For whatsoever is more than these comes of evil. You've heard that it's said of old time, an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. But I say unto you, that ye resist not evil, but whosoever shall smite thee on thy right cheek, turn to him the other also. And if any man will sue thee at the law, and take away thy coat, let him have thy cloak also. And whosoever shall compel thee to go a mile, go with him twain. Give to him that asketh thee, and from him that would borrow of thee, turn not away. You've heard that it's said of old time, Thou shalt love thy neighbor and hate thine enemy. But I say unto you, love your enemies and bless them that curse you. Do good to them which hate you. Pray for them which despitefully use you and persecute you, that you may be the children of your Father which is in heaven. For he makes the sun to rise on the evil and the good, sends the rain on the just and the unjust. For if you love them which love you, what reward have thee? Do not even the publicans the same? And if you salute your brethren only, what do ye more than others? Do not even the publicans so? Be ye therefore perfect, even as your Father which is in heaven is perfect. Thank you for being with us here on Reading the Word. Join us next time if you will. May the good Lord bless you and may he keep you.
This has been Reading the Word with Justin Reed, the minister at the Arlington Church of Christ on Faulkner Springs Road in McMinnville.